man, I love that segment.
It's a fun segment.
It really he's taking half an hour away. We talk Chiefs. We talk beer. And we Nivens and I are local beer fans, man. We love the good old American dream of opening up a brewery. A lot of these guys, firefighter owns this, man.
The thing that I like about these guys that come in is that when it comes to like explaining beer, I'm like a third grader. I'm like, it's light, it's dark. That's all I got. You know, these guys can break it down, what's in it, what's good, what it pairs well with. And it doesn't make me feel like I'm a nincompoop. I know I'm a nincompoop.
Yeah, you are.
Right. And I know that.
At least you're not like doubling up with the hat and shirt of a band.
I'm not afraid to do that.
You looked like a loser last time you were in here.
Because I had the hoodie that was Foo Fighters with a shirt underneath that was Foo Fighters?
Yeah, because you doubled up, man. Double logo.
Look at how many people are going to go to the Chiefs game tomorrow with a hoodie,
with a loser shirt, tonight.
With the underwear, the socks, the pants. My buddy Sean.
You like tattoos. That's one you put a big L right there in your forehead.
I'm appalled to hear this coming from you right now.
It's a joke, Devin.
I understand it's a joke. I'm just saying.
You want to fight?
I'll give you a knuckle sandwich, pal. A
couple more of these brunch pirates, we might start slamming a little more 11.1%.
Yeah, right? we might get down and do some serious thumb wrestling.
All right, let me ask you a serious question.
Yeah.
Pat Mahomes was a beer, what would it be?
If Pat Mahomes was a beer, what would it be?
Man. What would he be? Would he be IPA? Would he be a stout?
Ooh, I mean, he's a stout. He's a stout.
High ABV?
High ABV.
Oh, dude, it'd be like 15% ABV, would
it? Yeah. Yeah. With just a sprinkle of caramel and cinnamon. Caramel and cinnamon in it.
What would Andrew Luck be? Andrew Luck to me seems pretty boring.
Andrew Luck to me is just regular Pilsner.
He'd be like a regular lager Pilsner.
Regular lager.
Like 4.4%, something like that.
Yeah, but a bunch of them will get you happy. You know what I mean?
A
bunch of them make you feel lucky. Huh?
See what I like there? That. I like the comparison Mahomes and Luck.
Yeah. So, I mean, how many yards are you going to say Mahomes tosses tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know what the game plan is going to be because of the weather. Like the weather changes everything, but. You know,
does it
snow maybe, you know, stopping by then? They heat that field. It's not like it's 20 degrees or 15 degrees or something.
Right.
It's actually
– nothing's really sticking.
I wore shorts to work today.
Yeah, but you're one of those guys that wears shorts, like, no matter what the temperature
is. Listen to what Colin Cowherd said about Mahomes and Luck. You were still on the air over at 98.9 The Rock. Nivens over there, by the way, every night between 3 and 7 drive time.
Yes.
On The Rock. So he was working. This is what Colin Cowherd said talking about Mahomes and Luck. And I think pretty damn accurate. Here it is.
So let's go through all four games. What would be the most interesting outcome? Kansas City at Indianapolis. I believe the most interesting outcome is a shootout between the next Brady and Manning for the next 10 years. Patrick Mahomes and Andrew Luck are going to go toe-to-toe. And I want a shootout. And I want Kansas City winning. And I want the MVP winning. And I want Andy Reid winning. And I think it's 34-33. And this is Peyton Manning and Tom Brady early in their careers. Obviously, Mahomes younger than Andrew Luck. But I want Mahomes to be flashy and no-look passes and left-handed passes and be a contrast of styles. That Mahomes comes out, he is Brett Favre. He makes a real bonehead interception. He makes some mistakes. But he has two or three unbelievable all-time highlight plays. Meanwhile, Andrew Luck is 28-34. He is workmanlike. A contrast of styles. He is boring, and he is leading them down the field, and the clock runs out, and Kansas City wins a wild shootout, and we have a sense when the game is over, oh, my God, we're going to see this a lot for the next decade. A Kansas City narrow win in a shootout gets everybody fired up, because we know the Chiefs are going to be around for a while, and we know the Colts with 9 draft picks on top of this and $100 million, they're going to be really good starting next year. But this one we give to Kansas City, and then they go back and forth.
I like what Colin said there. I've had some problems with Colin.
Sure.
Mahomes, but he's on the right. He's all over the place, but he happens to be in the right place in this situation. 29 years old is Andrew Luck, which means, like,
which is crazy.
If he can stay healthy, he did at the miss last year. If he can stay healthy, I can see this guy playing there 10 years in the NFL. He's incredibly accurate. He's incredibly tough. Comes from that pro style at Stanford under David Shaw.
Sure.
But Mahomes is 23. Okay.
Yeah.
He'll be playing in the league longer. But it doesn't mean that the next 5 or 6 years, the Colts are extremely relevant. Even 5 or 6 years, you're looking at a 35-year-old Andrew Luck going against a 28-year-old Patrick Mahomes. I do feel, with the Colts and that money, that $100 million to spend, I feel the Colts, with Frank Reich as their head coach, because I think this guy could be coach of the year with Anthony Lynn of the Chargers, The Chiefs and the Colts might be teams we're talking about in the future in the AFC, with maybe Pittsburgh and New England coming back to the pack a bit.
I can see that. I think we are. I think you are being incredibly generous by giving Luck 10 more years. I think that.
I don't know. I've been five or six, for sure.
Right, but you know, Brady's 41, and he's sort of an anomaly to be at the caliber that he's at for as long as.
I get it.
Yeah. So, but. 5 years, absolutely. I think you look in the next 5 years of what this battle could be with the Chiefs and the Colts. It could very well be one of those great rivalries that we love to see in the NFL over the next 5-6 years.
They're great quarterbacks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you have a franchise quarterback. They have a franchise quarterback. That's the commonality.
But Colin made a mention early on in that when he said, you know, Mahomes will make a bonehead interception play, right? Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking. Because
he's a risk taker, and that's always right. Not always bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's what led him to 50 touchdowns.
But exactly. It's like Aaron Judge crushes these long balls with the Yankees. But how many times does he strike out? You know, it's a great...
Chicks love the long ball.
Right?
Chicks they like the touchdown
but
pass.
But I do remember the first time this season that I saw Mahomes toss a pick, because it was always like, oh, he threw very few picks in college or whatever.
Yeah.
But it didn't faze him. I mean,
because he learns.
He learns and he shakes. He goes on to the next play better than any Chiefs I've seen over the last handful of years.
He learns and adjusts.
Really does. I mean, one would make the argument Kareem Hunt's very first play when he fumbled it and then came back and had an incredible seat.
He was cut right after the beer segment.
Yeah. But Mahomes just really is, he really has, I do think it's his pedigree. I think that's growing up with a dad that played professional sports and seeing that, you know, day in and day out, season in and season out, to makes him go, you made a great play. Got to move on to the next one.
Remember that thought, because I want to get back to that.
Okay.
I want to get back to the next segment as far as the pressure on him from the fans or himself.
Sure.
Remember that thought. Let's take this phone call from Travis real quick. 913-576-7610 is our phone number. Protein House, Eat with the Purpose text line, 69306. Here's Travis in Blue Springs that wants to talk about the boogeyman, the scary Colts. What's up, Travis?
What's up, Bank? Hey, man, I was just sitting here thinking, I wanted to call you last night, but I really liked that show with Danan, Sean Barber, and
wasn't that great? It was the players only show. Danan, Sean Barber, and Joe Mays. Great
awesome.
Show.
I hate they're taking an hour away from you, but
no,
I'm
more than
that.
Willing. That was an awesome show. Two more weeks of that. Yeah. Great show.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about these playoff failures real quick, and I'll make it real quick. But 2010, I was there with Castle. You know, 2013, I was in Indy for that playoff class. And, man, let me tell you, that was the worst game I've ever been to in my life.
And it snowed, did it, on your way back? It, like, delayed a lot of people?
Yeah. It took us, you know, Indy's an 8-hour trip or whatever. It took us double that to get back. I mean, we were driving 30 miles an hour on the I-70 in a one-lane behind the snowplow to get back. I mean, that was the most miserable day of my life.
Yeah, you blow a 38-10 lead and you're following a snowplow, man. It doesn't suck any worse than that.
Yeah.
No, it couldn't suck any worse than that. And then I was in Houston in 2015 when we had the shutout, but it was, gosh dang, Brian Hoyer, you know? I mean, take it for what it is, it's a playoff win, but like, man, come on now.
Man, it's like beating your drunk uncle.
Right, and then you go to New England and you get beat. We can't time management, Justin Houston, Jeremy Maclin, all that crap. I was not there for that. But then, you know, I sat through the Steelers in 2017, the Titans last year with the, you know, punk Mariota throw to them.
Your heart's been broken, man. Your heart's been broken, just like mine. Yeah, Kansas City kid, I've lived this stuff with you, man. It sucks.
Yeah,
it sucks, I don't want to have this tomorrow. I don't want to have this tomorrow. I don't want to sit here between 9 and midnight and consoling people like you, Travis, and Reggie, right. Anaheim. I want to party.
I feel like you and Brad Fanning, like, he's got so much scar tissue, you know, built up. It's like, I can't imagine. I'm 27, about to be 28. I can't imagine, you know, I've had a lot of guys that have sat with me in Arrowhead, and they've been there. I've been there every game for 10 years, and they've been there every game for 20, 30 years.
So Travis,
I want this for you guys as much as I want it for them.
Are you drunk?
You know, just a little.
That's what I thought, Travis.
There we go.
Thank you for admitting.
Thank you.
It's a snowstorm.
It's Friday night.
You're right.
I get it.
Remember, the day's wasted if you're a nut, Travis.
Hey, Travis, you're a great caller, and I don't care if you're drunk or not. So keep calling, brother.
Quickly, I wanted to say one more thing before I get up there, if that's all right.
No, one thing, man.
Okay. I heard Fesco is tight with my man, Dan Joy, there at the Lot G tailgate. His son.
Austin, loves the Lot G tailgaters, yeah.
Yeah, his son, Austin, and I tailgate with Dan a lot. His son, Austin, is 19 years old. He got diagnosed with cancer last week, and I
are you serious?
Heard them talking about it on Festival in the morning. And I just wanted to give
absolutely.
Austin a shout-out.
Absolutely. Shout-out. That's terrible.
Yeah, I met him in Nashville 5 years ago when we played the Titans, and I was playing catch with him. I've talked to him a few times since.
Any way we can help this kid? Is there any kind of GoFundMe or anything for him?
You know, I'm really not sure. I haven't been on Facebook yet or not. Maybe someone could podcast Fesco in the Morning page because I know they were giving him shout-outs this morning.
Well, I didn't hear it. I'll go back and try to listen to it.
Yeah, love that kid. I've talked to him a few times. He's only 19.
That's awesome.
And so I just wish Dan and their whole family.
Sure.
Well, and that's all I got.
Absolutely,
I
man. Thank you, Travis, for that. That's
heavy duty.
It is heavy duty.
For sure.
And it's affected everybody. Yeah. And, props to him and his family. It's a tough deal, man. Well wishes to you guys. Aaron, Neil, and Lone Jack, Chandra, and Phoenix. Oh, we got some real fun callers here. And I want to get into this Mahomes pressure thing, too. Because I think it comes internally and not from the fans. I'll explain what I mean next. Chiefs get things started tomorrow, 3:35. Of course, you have the Arrowhead Pride postgame show immediately following. Not only that, but the Arrowhead Pride tailgate presented by Albright Buick, GMC Cadillac, Pete Sweeney, Mike Wicked. 2 hours prior to each Chiefs game, the 7th Street Casino Arrowhead Pride halftime show, the only halftime call-in show in the city, 7th Street Casino Arrowhead Pride postgame show as well. Wicked, Sweeney, and Kent Swanson, the guys. I'll be in here 9 to midnight consoling and hopefully partying with you guys. But my point real quick is, as asked with the drive, I go on with these guys 2:15 each Tuesday, if Mahomes would feel the pressure of the fan base. And I do think that people are putting pressure on Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
They probably go up, talk to him and say, you're a savior, man. I guarantee he's been heard. You're the savior, Mahomes.
Yeah, sure.
But
sure.
To me, this kid's a gym rat, and we all know these type of guys. Because you've all played intramural spurts with the guy that just doesn't quit.
Intramural
spurts? Doesn't quit.
Yeah.
The guy that just got this internal drive that wants to win. And that seems to be Patrick Mahomes to me.
Yeah.
He seems, and he doesn't show it, but it seems to me, you know, when the defense keeps giving up points, he's got this attitude, this mantra, he's got to score.
Yeah.
He had that at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He had to score every time he was out there because that defense was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm shocked Cliff Kingsbury's a head coach in the NFL because he hasn't been able to hire a defensive coordinator, which really concerns me. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to our friend Neil in Lone Jack. Always good to talk to Neil in Lone Jack, who wants to love up some Patrick Mahomes. What's up, Neil?
Hey, Jay, I do. I'm going to love up some offense. I've been talking defense for a long time. I'm going to love up the offense. I'm not going to be too long-winded. I'm trying to make it short and sweet tonight. I will say one thing defense real quick. I want to shout out to Sean Barber. He was super positive earlier and got me pumped up.
I'm great excited. Guy. Great guy.
He feels confident about this one, and he even had Fanning ready to go. So that's awesome. But I was.
It takes a lot to rile up an 80-year-old, you know.
Yeah, <right? laughs> Sean Barber made my point a little bit from Sunday. He said if they call this game normally and they call it right and they call holding, he thinks our boys up front are going to dominate, and that's awesome. And then I want to get to the offense in a second, but I want to go. One thing real quick, I'm calling for one pick from Charvarius Ward tomorrow. I really feel it. I feel it. And then here we go, offense. Let me just say, I've said it before, I love Patrick Mahomes. I love Patrick Mahomes. He is the savior. He's going to bring us to the promised land.
Yeah, you know how many kids are named Patrick in this town?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. And it's going to be a beautiful thing for the next 15 to 17 years. I'm calling for 300-plus yards from Patrick tomorrow, 3 touchdowns at least, maybe 4. I got 1 to Tyreek, 1 to Travis, and then 1 to either Damian, DeMarcus, or maybe Sammy Watkins. What do you think?
You know what? This is what I think about that. I think Travis Kelce's going to absolutely eat tomorrow, and I think it's going to be spectacular fashion. Let me throw you some numbers at you. This year against tight ends, the Colts are dead last. They've given up 103 receptions of tight ends. Receiving yards, they give up 1,194 yards to tight ends, last in the NFL. First downs, they've given up 60, dead last in the NFL against tight ends. Now, we've mentioned they don't give up sacks. It's one thing they do well. Also, third down percentage. Colts are number one in the NFL in third down, converting third down percentage. Chiefs are number two, so they're not far behind the Colts. But the tight end is a position that eats the Colts. 913-576-7610 is the phone number. Always like talking to you guys. Jason Nivens, 989 The Rock. With me, Julio Sanchez, producing the operation.
Julio!
Each and every Friday, as he has commandeered our beer from Double Shift that he will take home tonight and imbibe like he does every Friday night. Our beer just disappears. Our beer disappears to Julio Sanchez.
He's earned it.
He's a great producer. Let's go to Chandra in Phoenix. What's up, Chandra?
Chandra, boy.
I thought it was Chandra.
I'm hearing you, and you totally forget who I was to you because
it says Chandra. Oh, snap.
My real side. I feel like I'm on my third husband with you people, the triumph of hope over experience.
You know how many ladies yell at me all the time? Yeah. Keep going.
Is this going to be a long story?
No, I'm just picking a fight because I'm so sad and bitter that you've left me. But
How have I left you?
do you guys need to talk about this off air?
She called me during Royals a lot.
You want me to, okay.
Yes. Anyway, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I want to thank you and Sean for being the only two positive guys at 610 because I had to stop listening because I had a feeling Fanning was just going to say, hey, don't show up. We've already lost.
Oh, no. He felt good. He picked the Chiefs to win.
All right.
Fanning came around. He came around.
I did not know that, but thank you for the positivity.
Fanning, he came in today where he's
always remembering me, and thank you, beer guy.
Well, I always appreciate your call. You know, you call anytime you want. Fanning came in with his own jersey.
Now,
here's the deal. Hold on. And it was 50. All right, here, I got
hold
rules.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Let me finish.
No, you let me finish. I got to know something. You guys got history or something?
Because
we don't have history. It's just she's a very good Royals caller.
She called you up. Like, you guys have been hanging out before.
She lives
doing
in Phoenix.
Some things
no,
together.
There's no relationship with Chandra.
She definitely came
it's
at you.
It's not the first lady to yell at
she
me,
came
I'll tell you that.
At you like,
she came at me.
Like, she's made you breakfast before and you didn't tell her thank you.
Yeah. She did come after me a little bit.
Yeah, hardcore.
Number love. But,
All right.
You know what I was going to say is,
yeah.
And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, Fanning comes in wearing a 50 jersey. It said Fanning. And here's my problem with this.
Okay.
Here's my problem. I don't like when I see 300-pound guys wearing Tyreek Hill jerseys.
Sure.
I don't like seeing the one and zero kind of split around that belly. You know what I'm saying? Right. Also, you're 280, 300 spins. You don't wear Mahomes either. I apologize. You just don't.
Okay.
You wear an Eric Fisher jersey.
All right.
You wear a Chris Jones
jersey.
So you
have to wear the jersey the size you are.
I think so. And seeing Fanning
could I pull off a Kelsey?
Fanning needs to be wearing a kicker's jersey. This dude's like pint-sized jockey size, and he's wearing a linebacker jersey. You can't do that.
He broke every jersey rule.
He does not look like a linebacker.
He looks more like a shortstop.
He looks like a kicker.
He looks like a 5'5", like Pee-wee Reese shortstop.
Still, he wore a linebacker jersey. You can't do that.
Can I pull off a Kelsey jersey?
You could.
You could?
You need to be a little bigger, but I think you could pull it off.
All right.
You can pull off a lot of stuff. Damien Williams, you could pull off Mahomes, you could pull off a lot of things.
Could I pull off a linebacker? I played linebacker in high school.
You could probably pull it off. Like, I wouldn't wear an Eric Fisher from you or Mitchell Schwartz or something like that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the Chris Jones guy.
Absolutely.
You know, the Eric Fisher guy. You know, if
I had my own customized Chiefs, it would be 0-0.
Like, Julio could rock the Tyreek Hill.
This
guy's in fantastic shape.
I like how he just, damn right.
This guy's in fantastic shape. He's got a girlfriend, or I'd say, hey, shout out Julio. But no, this guy's in shape.
You're going to get me in trouble, Bank.
I'm not going to get you in trouble. You got a girlfriend, you're going to bring her home some beer.
Does he got a Sandra that's going to call up here and yell at him now?
I don't know where that came from, because I'm going to hear about that. There is no relationship whatsoever between me and Chandra, but it certainly sounded like it.
I tell you what.
Man, I've been yelled at by a few ladies.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron in Kansas City. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, man? First time calling in. I'm excited. Game time tomorrow. I am excited. Can you guys hear me?
Aaron, are you excited?
Yes, I am. I am excited.
I can't tell, man.
I like that.
All right, so I wanted to make a couple points. First, what do you guys think about, I think the Chiefs They are always deferring. I think against the Colts, we should receive, put our foot on their throat to begin with.
Yeah, and you got to keep your foot on the gas. Reed's been talking about that. He's actually showed this. Now, Reed has not in the past put his foot on the gas.
Yeah, no.
He has backed it up.
Right.
But he's done put the foot on the gas for the last few games that I've enjoyed. He keeps trying to score. Because I'll tell you this much. If the Colts build that league, they're going to salt it away with running.
Right, right.
I mean, we've already seen what the Colts will do from behind playing us. So we have to put our foot on their throat from the beginning and never let
up. Just like when you had a 38-10 lead, you keep bringing that bad boy to 60-10.
Yeah,
You keep scoring.
Man, if you ever play Madden, you will understand that no matter the lead, you keep playing. That's why. That's the mindset I want Andy Reid to play with. I want him to think it's a Madden game and just keep playing, keep scoring. Score, even if it's 55-10 at the end of the game, score one more time.
That'll work. See, Aaron's smart, because Aaron probably tries to score at the end of the half.
Yeah.
Get those points on the board, then he gets the ball first the second half. So he puts 14 points on the board before the defense plays. There's a lot of people that have learned from Madden football. I used to know a guy in my neighborhood that played video games, and he thought he could coach in the NFL.
Because
he kept
of it.
He would shout out, "Hey, Jay, I just won our Super Bowl." Like, he wanted to apply for coaching jobs because he was so good at computer football.
I have seen this a lot. I've seen people, and I've heard this too here on 610. If you win the coin toss, take the ball. Don't defer.
If you have a good defense, you defer.
You know, don't let Justin Houston drop back into coverage.
No.
Corner crashes, outside blitzes. I mean, just, crazy stuff up the middle. I think you have to throw everything. And obviously, we all know this. The Chiefs are thinking the same thing. You have to throw everything into this. Now, let me ask you this. Is this more important than next week's game?
I'm stealing from the Colts here.
Okay.
You got to be 1-0.
Right.
You got to be 1-0. Just get to the AFC title game.
Okay.
Get a chance at winning the Lamar Hunt Trophy.
Right.
This is named after Clark Hunt's dad.
Yeah.
That Bill Belichick's got so many of them, they're probably collecting dust.
Yeah. But you know what I mean, though? Like getting through tomorrow is
1-0, man. Get through tomorrow. But for me, to define the season as a success, they need to get to the AFC title game.
Okay.
Now, whether they win it or not, I understand the defense.
But the AFC title game for you
We've been here, man.
Okay.
We've been here. We got to get to the AFC title game.
Okay.
Joe Montana is like 60-something years old on Metamucil.
Yeah.
And he's the last quarterback to do it. No, we got to do it, man.
Right.
We got to have a success to, you know, define what is this. I've heard people say it's already a successful season. Like, no, it's not.
Sure.
You haven't accomplished anything yet. Yeah. You got to win in the postseason. From the Protein House, Eat with a Purpose text line, I'm 6'4", 310. Can I wear a Hill jersey? Hell no. Lineman jersey,
I'm 6'4", 310. Can I wear
a Hill? Man, that 1-0 will be splitting out there, man. Come on, bro. You can't do it. Can't do it. We've all seen people stretch numbers out that shouldn't be wearing those jerseys.
Yeah.
I've seen some 340 guys wear some Mahomes, and I'm like, man, come on, son. Come on, son. Let's go to Logan in Bonner Springs. What's up, Logan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. I'm so pumped for tomorrow, man. I'm having a huge party. I've spoken 100 chicken wings, got 5 different sauces. I'm ready to go.
100 chicken wings, 5 different kinds of sauces. You ain't playing.
No, I think he's serious. Yeah. I think it means business.
Oh, yeah.
You got some beer?
I mean, it's Wolverine out there, man.
You got some beer?
I got the cooler stock.
All right. Yeah, what do you
Ice is cold?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just beer, or are you working on any of the hard liquor stuff?
I got a couple bottles of hard liquor, but I'm mostly a beer guy.
Okay.
So. Nivens is asking for an invite.
I'm just trying to figure out. I'll be at the theater tomorrow, unfortunately.
Well, that's another story in itself that must be discussed. But go ahead, Logan.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan. I feel like we've been here before. I kind of ask myself, why should I feel different? But Mahomes is out there. But mainly my question for you guys is, 1-10, what's your confidence level for tomorrow that we get to win?
What is my confidence level tomorrow?
That's a great question.
You know what? Here's my confidence level. And I've been so torn on this game. And I've leaned Chiefs. If you go to 610sports.com, all their hosts, we made predictions for the playoffs, all the teams. And I have the Chiefs winning this game. I just feel with the franchise quarterback that's gone 5,050, the attitude that he displays, this never-say-die attitude, and I do believe the defense can come up with some stops. I do believe in Chris Jones disrupting. I do believe he'll give that offensive line a few fits, and I think that D. Ford and Justin Houston will prosper. because of the attention Chris Jones. I'm not asking for a ton of stops in this game. As a matter of fact, I think this could be a very high-scoring game.
Yeah.
But I have confidence in the Chiefs winning. I would say my confidence level is probably at 70%.
AJ, who's our production guru sure. down the hall, also for 610 Sports as well, he had pointed out to me that at home, the Chiefs' defense is one of the most dominating in the NFL.
3 points last week, and I know the Raiders. Here's the thing with the Raiders. They give up 3 points. I get it.
Yeah.
The Raiders slipped from second. They have 3 first-round picks next year because mm-hmm. Mike Mayock is their new GM. And they slipped from 2-4 by beating the Broncos on Monday night.
Right.
Now, had they beat the Chiefs, they might have slipped from 4-9.
Right.
They still got 3 first-round picks. But to me, they look like they mailed it in. But still, that was a good defensive performance.
It was.
But I'll take. They still gave the running yards. That was sure. the problem. They still get the running yards. But they made Derek Carr had not thrown an interception in 10 weeks.
What, he tossed two? Of them. I'll say he tossed two of them. Yeah.
Dirty Dan got one of them.
Yeah.
Reagan got the other.
Yeah, pick six. Sure. But if that defense shows up, which again, as you just pointed out, it's the Raiders. They, you know, at the end of the season, they obviously were at what 2-14 for the season,
and they got 4 wins.
Raiders got 4 wins as they did. Okay, but the point is, if that defense shows up, any element of that
really, it really doesn't matter to be honest.
But if that defense shows up, even if it's just 80% of that defense, that's gonna be hell. That's gonna be a king hell bastard.
Just a top 15 defense. Anyway, we'll dive more into this, Dave and Westwood. Stay on the line. Plus, someone from the text line says, I'm 6'5", 380. Can I sport a Kelce jersey?
I'll give it to him.
Let me think about that.
I'll give it to him.
Let me think about that. I'll tell you what my decision after the breaks. Bink at Night continues. Bink will be there tomorrow night, too, and it'll be late night for Bink at Night. 9 to midnight following the Arrowhead
Pride Crew. The good thing is with the government shutdown, nobody's at FCC headquarters, so you can go.
Well, plus, what is the, isn't it like after 10:30 at night?
Safe Harbor, no.
We got a dumb button still. We got a dumb button, too.
And we have a 54-second delay at our station.
Yeah, you guys at The Rock, you guys pushed the limit at The Rock a little too far. Jason Nivens, 989 The Rock, joins me on Friday nights. The great Julio Sanchez is the producer for the operation. I must play what Booger McFarland said about Kelvin Benjamin.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
All right, Popeye's biscuit away from a tight end. Now, the text line is weighed in.
Yeah.
It seems like the big fellas like the Kelce jersey. I'm okay with that now. I told you, dude, 6'3", 308.
Give it to him.
Kelce jersey. Yes. I can deal with that. Now, it's got to be a tight end. You can't be rocking. I mean, I would even go with Demetrius Harris if you're that big. But, you know, if you're a big fella, how about Derek Nottie? How about something like that? Number 91. I mean, wear something like that. Kelce,
yeah,
I'm good with.
I mean, 91's not a sexy number.
I'm good with the 90. Kelce's fine. 90's he's a tight
sexy.
End. He's a tight end.
But 91, I don't know about that.
You know, or Xavier Williams from Grandview, local product, number 98. You know, you go with
that's
something like
98
that.
Sexy. Being 98.9, I would rock something like that. I would do. I have. So my first radio gig.
You look a little silly, though, in a bigger jersey.
But I have a 00 jersey at home from the first radio station I ever worked for. So. That was by design.
Was that your ratings?
My ratings are always top-notch, bro.
It wasn't 0.
No,
zero.
It was obviously
that's
it
why
was,
yours
it was
your
Freudian.
First station.
00, you know? Wah, wah. 00?
Like, I don't see enough lineman jerseys. Like, I don't see enough Eric Fisher jerseys. I don't see enough Mitch Morse. Matter of fact, I can't even tell you when I've ever seen a Mitch Moore.
How many people? Real quickly, on the
Austin Ryder. Austin Ryder because nobody talks about Austin Ryder, the backup center. I would rock an Austin Ryder.
Hold on. What's the text line again? 69306. Is that what it is?
Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line 69306.
All right, 69306. Text in right now if you have ever gone out and bought a lineman's jersey. I just would like to know, just from the text line.
People don't respect linemen. They don't. And they're usually the most highly intelligent people on the team.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a doctor, for God's sakes.
See, he needs to be activated again because he's in this window. He's only got like 10 or 12 days because it's a 21-day window when he comes back. That would give Patrick another story because I am tired of broadcasters talking about his dad playing the major leagues.
Sure.
Like, I've heard that at nauseam.
I know, yeah.
You know, the shot of Pat Mahomes.
Yeah,
He grew up with A-Rod and all that. No, put the doctor on the offensive line. And then say, all right, look who's protecting Patrick Mahomes, a real doctor.
Yeah, real doctor.
A real doctor.
We got a real doctor on the Chiefs.
He's Canadian doctor.
So, I mean, have you ever bought a lineman's jersey? I mean, you're the size of a lineman.
You know what? The only jersey, and I'll be honest with you about this. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little heavier than I was. I used to rock around 250.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect linebacker size.
Yeah, definitely.
The only jersey for the Chiefs I've ever bought
yeah.
was the late, great Derek Thomas.
Sure.
I was a big Derek Thomas guy.
Not surprising.
I haven't done Chiefs jersey since. Well, in this profession, you kind of shy away from, you know, being a jock sniffer.
Yeah.
So, the late great Derek Thomas, and then I retired buying jerseys because of his untimely death.
Sure.
My favorite Chief ever.
So this guy says, I'm 5'8", 160 pounds. Should I get a Chris Jones jersey?
Hell no. That's just like the fat guy wearing the Tyreek Hill.
The other
guy. You can't do it, man. Get yourself a Dustin Colquitt. Get yourself a
this guy here says
Harrison Butker.
Oh, okay. Willie Rofe jersey.
Uh-huh. That's old school.
You can do that.
Willie's big dude.
All right. 0781 says, got a Schwartz number 71 jersey for Christmas.
Love it.
Got a Will Shields jersey.
See? Those are fine. It's just when you show up to Arrowhead, you still see like the Sean LaChapelle jersey, right? Or the Mark Boerichters or something like that. Now, you can wear the classic Joe Montana. You can wear a classic like Will Shields, a Hall of Famer. You want to wear Willie Rofe? Willie's a great dude. He's been in the studio with Willie Rofe.
Yeah.
Yo, he was a road grader.
They're Hall of Famers.
You know the thing about Willie Rofe? He couldn't walk during the week.
Yeah.
Because he was just so beat up from football. But yet Sunday, man.
Oh,
Sunday, he could play, man.
Yeah.
He could play.
A lot of those cats.
It's kind of like you coming home from the bar on Saturday night where you can barely walk Nivens and you're like crashing into your Baggio. You wake up the next day and you go because you're a champ.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So that's what pros do.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I subscribe to the your days wasted if you're not, folks. Come on.
Well, we do this every Friday night.
Ooh, here we go.
The prediction segment, which I do believe I dominated you guys last time. I mean, in spectacular fashion.
I'm the one who owned it.
No,
we're going to go over this.
All right.
But your predictions are usually terrible.
My predictions are pretty good.
No, they're terrible.
My predictions are pretty good.
Anyway, he's going to predict. We're all going to predict the playoff game.
Let's save the Chiefs for last.
Go opposite of Nivens and save your house.
My predictions are good.
Julio,
are you looking it over?
We're gonna find out.
We're gonna find out.
Are you talking about this one here?
Welcome back, Big at Night. Text line's worried about Harrison Butker. Shades of Len Elliott.
Ooh.
Hey, last year he's 28 of 28 on extra points.
Yeah.
Made an attempt to. This year he's 65 of 69, so he's missed four extra points. 24. He was 90.5% last year. 88.9. I don't want to think kickers.
Yeah, let's not.
I don't want this game coming down to a kick.
Nah.
If it comes down to a kick, I'm going to freak out.
Let's not do that.
I'm going to freak out. I'm going to break out in the sweats.
Oof.
And I'm going to call my mama.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to be him.
Yeah.
I'm
going to need my binum. He says, I'm going to need my binum.
It comes down to a kick. I'm calling my mama. Comes down to a kick. I'm calling my mama. Mama, please help me out in this time of need.
So let's. Are we doing the rundown? Is it time?
Yeah, Julio. Let's talk about who's smart and who's not. Last time we did predictions, who won?
All right.
Did you go back to three? Did you save that from 3 weeks ago? You really saved it.
I really saved it. I told you I would.
This guy a pay raise. All right.
And Nivens was right. 13-3.
Boom!
That's not bad.
Ah!
That's not bad.
Ah! I wanted to see that. Actually, you didn't. Bink was up 14-2.
Oh!
I just really wanted to see you get excited.
Oh! Hey, not bad for a dumb rock guy, though, huh?
No, 13-3
is pretty damn good.
Not bad for
them. That's pretty damn good.
What were you, Julio?
Yeah, about that. 12-4.
All right.
It's not bad, Julio.
Not bad. All three of us are pretty good.
Don't give me that sympathy nonsense.
No, that's good.
No.
Chiefs are 12-4.
Dude, third place.
Number one seed.
Hold on.
Hey, listen. I had a friend of mine pass away over the summer, and we used to make short films together. And when we won third place together, we were so proud of that. We had third place. This is for you, Dave. All right. And it's not. You're not the guy, Julio.
It's for you, Dave.
And you're not the guy next to the guy, but you're the guy next to the guy next to the guy. So way to go, Julio.
I'll take it.
Hey, come on.
Hey, that was pretty good for you being 12-4. This cocky loser,
what?
13-3.
Not bad.
And me, 14-2.
Not bad.
I needed to be the one carrying the weight here. If I would have lost to you, I would have
Oh, man. But, dude, I was very close, too.
Yeah.
I know. You didn't mop me up, son.
It's too close for comfort, man.
You didn't mop me up, son.
You were too close for comfort. Now we're going to put our money where our mouth
is.
Ooh,
yeah.
Because now it counts.
Let's start with Philly, New Orleans. There's 1,522 tickets, as low as $145.
I love when we do this.
It's at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Will Philadelphia be able to move on
with Nick Foles,
who could have been with the Chiefs, with Doug Peterson, who could have been
Andy Reid brought him back. He was going to retire.
Right.
He, you know what? The city of Philadelphia still must love the big man. Because you know what? He was going to retire. Now he's their savior. Andy Reid helps Philadelphia. Put a statue of Reid next to Rocky.
What do you got? You got I'm going to go out now. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's in New Orleans. I mean, I know that Philly's hot because of what happened with Foles coming back, but I'm still going to give it to Nola. I got to give it
to
Nola.
And you like beads and you like Mardi Gras.
I do.
I'm going New Orleans as well because the Saints are going to the Super Bowl. This is such a good
dome. You think so?
This is such a good dome team. They are so good in a dome. And they've got a dome game the next week, a dome game. Super Bowl's in a dome. I've got the Saints in the Super Bowl. Right. So clearly, I'm going New Orleans Saints. You don't go in and beat Drew Brees in the
that's
Big Easy.
That's tough.
In the Big Easy.
Big you blank eat some Nick gumbo, down this week.
Some po' boys.
Hold on.
Big blank Nick goes down this week. I'm a big Drew Brees fan. He's probably my favorite player.
Is it? Okay.
Saints all the way.
You're going? Okay. Right. Looking at Los Angeles at New England. We're talking the Chargers, not the Rams. This is also on Sunday. 12.05 p.m. CBS. 1,911 tickets as low as $158. Gillette Stadium, Foxborough. Is it the Chargers? Is it the Patriots? I flip a coin, man. I think it's the Pats. I do. I'm still not buying into
the Chargers. And I know they went into Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's not a playoff team. I know they beat the Chiefs with 4 seconds left.
The NFL wants L.A. versus the L.A. in the Super Bowl. You know that.
You don't beat Tom Brady, but Belichick. You can't. Yeah. So we're on the same page on these. And I knew that when we get down to four games, I knew we're going to have this. We still haven't differed yet. We still might, but Julio.
No, you got to add me to that list, too. I don't trust Phillip Rivers.
You don't?
I don't trust Phyllis.
You think it's going to fall?
I hope he falls flat on his face.
All right. Dallas at Los Angeles. This is the Rams, the Cowboys, 7:15 Fox tomorrow night, 2,097 tickets.
But the Rams going to choke again.
As low as $256, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
It's the most expensive ticket so far.
It is so far.
Oh, get this, guys. They might move. If the Chargers somehow get home field, if they beat the Patriots and the Chiefs lose to the Colts, they're going to move from that soccer stadium they play in and have two games in the L.A. Coliseum.
Wow.
And if the Rams are there, too, they're thinking about hosting Sunday and Monday. This big if.
Yeah,
the Chargers
yeah.
host the AFC title game, but they're going to move out of that soccer stadium. No set pieces. They're going straight to the L.A. Coliseum.
I don't think Dallas has it. I think it's the Rams.
Man, I hate to disagree with you, but Jared Goff, Dak Prescott is way too inconsistent. This Dallas team, I know they're playing hot right now, but this Dallas team lost 23-0 to the Colts a few weeks ago.
Joey, are you picking Dallas or the Rams?
No, I'm going Rams, man.
That's what I just said.
That's what you just said.
I just said the Rams.
I'm going Rams with you.
But it sounded like you were disagreeing with me.
I sounded like I'm disagreeing with you to have a little radio fun, but I'm agreeing with you. And I hate to agree with you.
So do I.
Because right now, this is not fun because next week we're all on the same page.
You know what? I'm going to go Cowboys just to go different.
All right.
I'm already in third place. I can't fall much further.
Tomorrow, Kansas City.
Ooh.
The Colts of Indianapolis are traveling in to take
on Boogeyman.
The Chiefs. 3:35 in the p.m. NBC. 2,764 tickets as low as the former Derek Thomas's number, $58.
Chiefs have the cheapest tickets in all of the land.
Arrowhead Stadium.
Pick it.
Not only do we pick it, I think, fellas, you give it a number.
It's fine.
That's fair.
It's fair.
Kansas City by two.
KC by two.
By two. It's something you don't see, like a safety that does it.
38-28 Chiefs.
By 10. Chiefs by 10.
I feel the mojo. I feel the boogeyman is going down.
I'm not giving it the numbers. I'm just saying Chiefs by 2.
Chiefs by 10.
28-34.
And Chiefs. I'm talking mini Andy Reid, not full-size Andy Reid. Full-size Andy Reid, they win by 20. I'm talking mini Andy Reid, like mini Dicta.
Now, should we go back and do these again, but only pick the other teams just to see what we can say?
Well, this comes down to Julio.
Just throw it down.
No, there. I'm going Chiefs plus 6. I'm going 28-34 Chiefs.
28-30,
34-28
Chiefs.
34-28.
Okay. Julio can actually beat us this week because he picked the Cowboys over the Rams.
It couldn't.
So he could come out like a genius.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. We have a handful of minutes left. How big of a game does Mahomes have?
I think Mahomes goes 300 again.
You think it goes 300?
Three touchdowns, one pick.
One pick, three touchdowns?
300, three touchdowns, one pick.
I'm going to go 275. I'm going to go two picks, but three touchdowns.
Travis Kelce's going to eat, man. I think he's going to get two of them. The other one's going to Tyreek.
Yeah.
Travis, I told you, the Colts are worst in receptions, yardage, and touchdowns.
But I still say Kelvin Benjamin has to show up. He's going to do something that he's playing, correct? He's not out of it, right? He's in it.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
All right. Popeye is going to get a big game tomorrow. I think he's going to prove there's a reason why we picked him up. And I'm telling you, I think he's going to have – I think he might have a bigger day than Kelce.
Now I think you've been smoking before you came in here.
I didn't do that. No.
Or drinking.
He's been doing that.
No. I don't know. No, that was – no.
You went 275, three TDs.
Yeah.
Right? What'd you go, Bink?
Two picks. 275 for Mahomes, three TDs, but two picks.
Going 300 yards, three touchdowns, one pick, and a win. A playoff win for young Patrick Mahomes, our league MVP.
I'm going to go – 276.
Okay.
276. Okay.
Two touchdowns.
Two touch.
No interceptions.
Oh. Ooh, okay.
I like it. Got our picks in. You can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
But have you ever done that before? Have you ever picked a friend's nose?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to start tonight either.
But you never know. You never know.
That is a guarantee.
You hang around with me
that
long enough.
That is a guarantee.
Babe, you've
been trying to bro hug me all night.
You're the one who offered it up. Play back the tape. He'll tell you right there. Nah, that wasn't me. That was all you, pal.
Huge thanks to Mike Wells, who covers the Colts for ESPN.com. Huge thanks to Matt Taylor, the play-by-play voice of the Indianapolis Colts.
Huge thanks
to Craig Stout, ArrowheadPride.com. Go to 610sports.com.
Double shift.
Every interview. I'm not going to. Let me finish. Go to 610sports.com. You can see every interview done this week between Chiefs and Colts, and just have it for your listening pleasure. 610sports.com. Huge thanks to Double Shift down in the Crossroads for bringing us just a beautiful compilation of beer.
How nervous
are you? These guys don't play around. The ABVs are fantastic.
It's good. How nervous are you? Scale of 1 to 10, Bink. Final question. How nervous are you for tomorrow?
Crapping bricks.
I'm going 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going 10 to 10. I'm nervous. It's the boogeyman. And everybody wanted it. You be careful what you wish for, they always say, right?
Julio, how nervous are you?
I'm at about a 7.
Oh. Scared, get a dog, Julio.
Yeah, get a dog.
Huge thanks to Jason Evans, 989 The Rock. I'm Bink at Night. That's Julio Sanchez producing the operation. Good night!